Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Now, in the house with Jared on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, hey, everyone. Good morning. This is the In the House radio show. Jared is not here this morning. This is Ken. I'm his dad, and I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. We are live today, and I do apologize for the recorded shows that we've had. We've had a really busy schedule, lots of things going on, and I apologize for that. But we are live this morning, and we would like to talk to you about your home improvement questions. You can reach us right here at News 104.5 WOKV. You can call us right now at 855-765-1045. That's 855-765-1045. And you'll be talking live to us right here on the radio. We'd like to talk to you about your home improvement questions, anything that having to do with the holidays, whether it's what tool to buy, what work to do, how to get started on it, anything having to do with home improvement. This is the In the House radio show. This is Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting. Today with me is Josh Smith. He is our producer of the show. Good morning, Josh.
Oh, good morning. I'm glad to be here on such a beautiful day.
It is a great day. And one of the great things that's coming up, we got Thanksgiving and Black Friday. And so Universal Roof wanted to put out our biggest savings of the year for the holidays. So right now we have a Black Friday sale event, our biggest savings of the entire year. You can get 20% off your new roof. And the best thing about it, you don't have to put any money down, no payments, no interest either for the next 12 months. We also come out, inspect your roof, do that for free, and you get a free inspection and a free estimate, 20% discount, no money down, no payments, and with the Owens Corning shingle, you get a total protection warranty, 25 years labor warranty on the installation. So we are the company to call for your roofing needs, and we're grateful to present this show to you live each and every week called In the House with Jared. Jared's not here. This is Ken Melick. I'm Jared's dad and CEO of Universal Roofing. If you are looking for that 20% off and no money down, no payments, no interest for 12 months, you can call us right now at 904-495-0948.
Yep, that's the number for Universal Roofing in Jacksonville. That's we're going to go to AJ right now.
Okay.
We have a call from AJ. Good morning, AJ. How you doing?
Hi, AJ.
I am. Hello.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Yes, I'm trying to get my house repiped, and I just my house was built in 1974. I got all these old pipes, and I just need help. I don't know what to do. I've been talking to different people, but they don't seem trustworthy. So I heard y'all show this morning. I thought maybe y'all could help me.
What kind of home do you have? Is it built on a slab, a monolithic slab of concrete, or is it raised with a crawl space?
It's built on concrete. It's an all brick house. I live in a community called Charter Point.
Okay, so are you looking for repiping on the supply side, sewer side, or both?
Or the entire house?
The entire house.
Yes.
Okay.
The drainage, everything is falling apart.
So repiping on a slab is much more time consuming. It's definitely not a do-it-yourself project when you're on a slab. When you have a crawl space, you can get under the home and you could do that kind of work slowly. You can run the new piping in parallel to the old piping and then transfer over. When you have a slab and you're going to change the sewer, if the piping in the slab is okay, I would leave that alone and then just worry about what's outside of the home underground, if that needs to be addressed. And then if you call a licensed plumber, I would call a few and ask them how they're going to do it. Most likely they're going to use PEX and they're going to run it through the attic and then down. So all of the piping will then be in the attic.
Okay.
You know, except your hot water heater will be – this is the time if you're going to move your hot water heater or change styles of hot water heater, this is 100% the time to do it. Do you have natural gas? Does your house have natural gas where you can cook with?
No. It got lines for that, but we don't use them.
Okay, so – I personally don't like tankless water heaters, but Ken loves them.
I love them.
If you have natural gas available to hook up, one of the things you might want to look at is a tankless water heater. It would free up a closet. So if your tank right now is in a closet in your home and you went tankless, they actually could mount the tankless outside to the outside of the home. The piping would run up into the attic through the soffit and you would reclaim that closet or whatever that space is where that tank is.
Okay.
It's a good option.
You bet. And AJ, if you will email us at questions@inthehouseshow.com that you're looking for a plumber, we'll send you a few people that we would recommend.
And what's that email again?
It's questions@inthehouseshow.com.
Okay. Thank y'all so much for taking the time to answer my question.
You bet, AJ. Good luck with that. And I know it's a big project to repipe your house, but I can tell you that it's what, if you're having issues, is there anything worse than leaking in your house? No. You got to get rid of that, get the right thing, get it redone, and you'll be happy from now on. And best of luck with the holidays, too, and happy Thanksgiving, AJ. Thanks for calling.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thank you now. That does leave a line open for you. We are live right now. You can call the show at 855-765-1045, and we'd be honored to speak with you today. The show is brought to you each and every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. You can call us at the office for a free inspection and a free estimate at 904-495-0948.
One of the things that I do want to mention on that piping topic is when you hire a licensed plumber to do that kind of work, and they're going to go up in the attic, absolutely have a conversation with them about where they're going to run your plumbing.
Oh, yeah.
The building code has changed to where a roof deck must be re-nailed in a certain way. For some reason, a lot of plumbers love to attach piping to the underside of the trusses on a roof deck. And if
that's a real no.
It is, because what can happen is if the nail, because when the roofers are on top of the roof and they're nailing, they don't see the trusses. Yep. They know approximately where they're at. So a nail should get embedded in a truss, but if it misses and it's exposed and they put a pipe there, you can hit a pipe and then either have an immediate leak or a slow leak over time.
Yeah, if they run the pipes wild, which the best way to get around that is to actually have them pull a permit, because if it's inspected by the county, they're going to make sure that the piping isn't close to the roof deck,
right,
that it's attached with attachments next and on the trusses going across. That also means that the pipes don't move around, you don't have a chance of getting leaks later, and it's just a better job when it's done correctly pull a permit to do that?
Absolutely. When you pull the permit, you're using a licensed contractor, and that's a big deal.
Yes.
A lot of times when this kind of work gets done, you know, people can try to get around not using a permit just because you can't see the work from the outside. Whereas when you're doing a roof, the entire neighborhood can see what you're doing. So we got some questions coming in here. Let's go to Jim in Palm Coast. Good morning, Jim.
Jim, thanks for your call. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I've been building a long time. And
good.
I just had a quick question for down here in Florida. I've put roofs on, not here in Florida, but I've installed roofs.
Yeah.
And I've got asphalt shingles, and I was talking to my roofer, and he said, you can have any, however you want the valleys done. So I said, I'd like my valleys weaved. And he said, well, we can do that, but here the winds, if you weave your valley, the winds will lift the whole valley up rather than just the half where you run your shingles up and then run the others over and slice them.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Let me explain to you. There's like an eight-step valley system that you should use. And what you want to do is start off first, after you get it all ripped off and all the deck re-nailed with 8D ring shank nails. That's every 6 inches apart.
This is new construction. It's 5/8 ply screwed down.
Okay,
so
good.
It's solid.
Okay, so it is new. So if you're re-roofing, you do the other. But first then, after you don't, before you put on any paper or anything like that, you want to use valley metal. So you put down the valley metal first, and then you should install, in my opinion, the only way to do it is to use a 36-inch wide roll of peel-and-stick
rubber. Peel-and-stick. Yeah, we've done that.
Yep. And
got it.
Then around all the penetrations, the same thing. You do that around
that
and any walls.
Then we did the whole roof with peel and stick.
Oh, great.
And the valleys went down first, and then the whole roof is now peel and stick. It's
perfect.
Just down to that spot.
Yep.
I've weaved valleys, and I thought it was, first it was just because you didn't want to go through the hassle of weaving.
No.
It's not that difficult.
Well, it's not, but the better way to do it is to
to
run the lower roof first, and it runs into the valley to the other side, and you need to be at least 14 inches out of the valley up the roof, and 16.
Exactly.
Okay. Up to the upside. Then you take the taller roof and lay it, bring it back over the valley, then snap a line and cut in the valley, and then you... you've also glued the end of the first course of nails on the other
first,
side of the
that
valley.
First course going up.
Right.
Exactly.
And then 2 inches up, you put another, when you do the other shingles over, then you snap the line. And now you've got something that's never going to move. It's never going to, in 150 mile an hour, is never going to blow off. And
yeah, I'm just one turn off the intercoastal, so I'm in the 130 zone.
Yeah,
there is a true lift, or you could lose the whole valley if the winds get under, simply because each one will lift the other.
You just the
if
best
you weave,
way to do it
if
is
you
the
weave
way.
Them.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't weave them. Do not.
No, that's great to know. I honestly thought you just didn't want to do it. So, okay,
Jim,
that's great.
That's the way to do it, Jim.
Thank you very much, guys. I really enjoy your show. I listen all the time. I've been in the industry for 40 years. You're very knowledgeable, and it's a pleasure to listen to you guys.
Well, thank you. I've been doing this myself since 1972, and Jared is my son and president, and I'm the CEO. So thank you for tuning in every week, and we appreciate professionals like you listening to the show. And have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for your call, Jim.
And you too. Enjoy your holidays. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Nell. That does leave a line open for you, and you can reach us right now at 855-765-1045.
Yep, and Bill's been on hold for a while. Bill, welcome to the show. Let's see if we can get your question in before the break.
Hi, Bill. Hey, Bill,
Hello.
Are you there?
Bob.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, a few years ago I had... removed the pop on my ceiling. I have an older home built in the 80s. I actually paid a friend of mine who's a quasi-contractor with some skills, but he did a really horrible job on spraying the drop-down back on, and it's literally falling off.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at removing it again, having to pay somebody to come in and remove it again, but now I'm wondering if I should even, if I should consider not going with any texture at all and just leaving them flat, and what kind of extra work would that involve? Would it be a lot more expensive because they would have to do, like, repair to the sheetrock to make it look halfway decent, or should I just... A company that knows how to do knockdown.
Well, first off, you do need a company that's a very difficult job to do and to do right. The reason that they sprayed the popcorn years ago was they had they could do less prep work, so the popcorn covered up the imperfections in the fact that where they put all the nails or where they put the seams and all of that. And so what happened when your guy did it, they moisture and stuff and all of that in Florida, you need to actually do a primer on it before you put the knockdown on. You, if you prime it, then it lets the material of the knockdown stick to the sheetrock. If you don't, it will fall off, and especially where there's tape and mud and stuff like that. So when you redo it, make sure that it's put, it gets a primer put on it. Now, I personally prefer less of a knockdown, the smoother the better. That's the new style, too, is that it's smoother. The thing is...
Like an orange peel.
Yeah. Or even
more,
less.
Even more smooth, yeah.
Yeah, even more smooth. Even like a sand kind of a finish or smooth. What that means is it takes more prep work, and it takes someone who really understands how to get it smooth and to sand it and do that. But if you tell them what you're looking for, then they're going to know that that's what they need to do. And then you may want to go look at a job or two that they've done or call some people that, so you're getting the right guy. But I think, you're Bill, you're right on track with the way to do it. To make sure this time, though, that it's primed before texture goes on.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that knockdown, just food for thought, knockdown is really good at hiding imperfections.
Yeah.
Very good at hiding imperfections. When you go smooth, it better be straight.
Yeah, and it better, you know, it's got to be perfect. But if you like some knockdown, it's less work and it'll be less expensive for you. But make sure you prime it.
Gotcha. And really, if I get somebody in to give me an estimate, they really don't know how much prep work they're going to have, because right now it's covered.
Oh, no, they'll know. A good drywall person will know. They'll see it and go, this is some work here.
Yeah. Yeah, and get several estimates, and you'll be better off if you do that. And if you want to email us questions at inthehouseshow.com, we've used a couple of people so we could give you a referral.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Questions at inthehouseshow.com.
Yes, sir. That's it.
All right, thanks, guys, for your help. Appreciate you.
Have a great Thanksgiving and a great holiday, and thanks for your call, Bill.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, that does open up a line for you, and you can reach us at 855-765-1045. That music means we got to take a break. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. We'll talk to you on the other side. Be right back. Hey, hey, this is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you every week right here on WOKV. The In the House Radio Show is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. You can call Universal Roof for a free estimate or free inspection, whatever you want to call it, at 904-495-0948. And The show.
Oh, go ahead.
The show is about home improvement. So anything that you have, you'd like to speak to us about, we'd like to talk to you live right now. We are live at 855-765-1045. Before we get into any questions, though,
yeah.
I'd like to point out that right now, Universal Roofing, for the holidays, we're having a big Black Friday sale event, our biggest savings of the year. You get a 20% discount on your new roof. There's no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. And you can call the office, 904-495-0948. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to be coming up on the bottom of the hour here real quick, but I wanted to mention, if you're going to get up there this weekend or next, especially next weekend, and you're going to start putting up holiday lights, Christmas lights, you're going to get all that going. If you put the ladder up and you have a lot of stuff on your roof that doesn't look right, the shingles are cupping, you've got granulars galore in the gutters, you definitely want to have a licensed professional look at that, preferably before you put all your Christmas lights up, because you don't want to go into the Christmas season and then end up having a rainstorm the day of Christmas or something, and you got a major leak in your attic or your living room. And this is the time of the year that it's perfect, really, to do a roof, because it doesn't rain every day.
Yep, that's right. And we do that for free. We're going to come out, take a look at it. Let us be the ones to determine what you need. And you can call Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. That music means we're at the bottom of the hour. We need to take a break. We'd like to talk to you on the other side of that. And we can talk to you by you calling 855-765-1045. We'll be right back.
Yep, Paul, hold on. We'll get to you after the break.
This is In the House Radio Show, brought to you every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. My name is Ken Mellick. I am Jared's dad and CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting, and glad to be with you here today. Thanksgiving coming up this next week. We are live this morning on the radio to answer all your home improvement questions. Anything that you have to talk about, we wanted to help you with those questions. You can reach us right now, 855-765-1045.
Ken, we're going to go to Paul right now.
Great.
He's been on hold. Paul, good morning, Paul.
Thanks for waiting through the break there, Paul.
Well, thank you. I have a question for you, because I'm a little baffled on what to do.
Okay.
It's about a polyurethane adhesive remover. And why it comes into play is I had a scrape floor put in my entire house, and it was put in quite a bit before all the work was complete. And,
I'm losing you there.
Paul, you still there?
Paul?
I think we have a bad connection with Paul.
I think we lost him, guys.
Yep, I think we lost him. But anyway, I think his question was about Oh.
You there?
I think we got a bad connection, yeah. Paul. If your question is about
this now.
Oh, much better.
Okay. So the question is, after all the work was done in the house and they took the paper off the floor, they cleaned the floor, and my best guess is it's cement dust and sheetrock dust, and they cleaned it with water.
Okay.
And it kind of solidified in the grain of the wood scrape floor. So my question is it appropriate to use a polyurethane adhesive remover with scrub brushes to get the entire floor in the house clean?
Okay, is that on concrete or is it on the wood floor?
On wood floor.
Yeah, so if you're okay, so because we have some problems.
Is it plywood or are you on a crawl space and you have a wood floor? Is it a slab that's concrete?
It's a slab and it's glued down to the slab, and it's got wood veneer on plywood tongue groove.
Okay, all right. Now I understand. What I would do first, before I did it, I would contact the manufacturer of the product and let them know what the problem is, and because you don't want to void your warranty on the finish that's on that glued wood. And
okay.
It shouldn't be an issue. Or if you look at the glue itself, it should have what you can use to remove glue from it, and then only use what they say.
Right.
Otherwise, you could ruin the floor, you could ruin the finish, and obviously it's not cheap.
Yeah, polyurethane removers are generally very harsh chemicals.
Right.
Like an acetone-based chemical. So you absolutely, like Ken said, want to check with the manufacturer, or if you have an extra piece of the material, go check. So if you can't get a hold of the manufacturer, for instance, if it's an old product or something and they're out of business, go check in an inconspicuous spot that you could like cover with a couch or something, because chances are it's probably going to discolor the wood. The polyurethane remover, because most of them are acetone based.
And there are things that, you know, that you can use that don't damage the finish, but you definitely don't want to do something that's going to bubble up the finish on your brand new expensive wood floor.
Yeah, right? And there so, is a
can I interject one thing?
Sure.
It was not used to clean glue off the floor that had been installed several months before.
Yeah.
It was used to clean the solidified cement and sheetrock residue in the grain of the wood floor, and it was used with scrub brushes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't come out with regular cleaning.
What did it look like? Did it damage it in any way?
I don't think the floor has finish on it, and the manufacturer of the floor already came out and said it was installed correctly.
Okay.
The moisture is correct. You've got a nice flat level floor that was damaged by cleaning, and I can see the scrub brush circles.
Ooh. So that means you got to refinish it?
Oh, no, rip the whole floor out.
Oh.
Because it's a thin veneer wood scrape floor, so since it's uneven, if you try to refinish it, you'll get down to the plywood.
Yep.
So, Paul, if you do have a stain, there is a company.
Well, you've got to rip it out, don't you?
Yeah, but I was just going to say.
Because the finish has been removed off the floor and the manufacturer has voided my warranty.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you did just have a stain problem, we go to the International Builders Show every year, and I'm like, right now I'm going through my email because I remember a company that I saw at the Builders Show that actually makes a really cool product that is pretty much usable for the situation you talked about. The company is called Franmar, and the product is called Blue Bear. So if you go online and search for Franmar Blue Bear, they have a polyurethane adhesive remover, and they say that it's for use on pre-engineered wood floors, UV finished wood floors, or concrete substrates, and then it's all non-toxic, non-hazardous. So definitely check out Franmar Blue Bear.
Franmar Blue Bear.
Yeah, we saw them at the International Builders Show a couple years ago.
Yeah, good company. Okay. Now, after you remove this floor, are you going to put down the same floor again or a different?
We really love the floor we picked out. It's just my hobby is woodworking and carving. Nice. And when I walk in the house and look at my floor, I cry every day.
Oh, no kidding. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So Hopefully you got
and
a better
so company. I call the manufacturer, which I did, or their technical representative.
Right.
And the first person I talked to said, you should never use that on a polyurethane floor to clean residue. It's meant for wet urethane glue.
Yeah.
Not to clean an entire floor, you would remove the polyurethane coat.
Right.
And then when I called back like 6 months later, talked to another gentleman, and he says, well, contractors use it all the time. Mm. And I said, is it meant for that purpose? Well, they use it for that purpose.
Yeah.
Is it meant for that purpose? Well, not particularly, but they do use it. So, all right. So it was Franmar.
Franmar, and it's Blue Bear. Franmar, F-R-A-N-M-A-R, and the product is called Blue Bear.
Blue Bear. All right. I'll check that out. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call, Paul, and have a great holiday, and thanks for tuning in.
You too.
Yep, and that leaves a line open, but let's go to Eric. Good morning, Eric.
Eric, thanks for your call.
Good morning. How you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling, brother.
No problem. I have a vinyl floor, a wood vinyl floor, that is buckling in front of the foyer. About 6 feet away from that, I have a 75-gallon fish tank, and I didn't notice that buckle in the wood when we first moved into this mobile home.
Yeah.
Could that fish tank be causing that to buckle, or do I have another issue?
Do you say it was a mobile home?
Yes.
It could be moisture that's getting from underneath.
Is the tank leaking? Are you sure that there's no water coming down the backside?
The tank's not leaking. It's more likely like ground surface water, too much moisture, not having a vapor barrier underneath, or not having enough ventilation underneath. So you need to fix that before you fix the floor. Do you have any more of the floor material so that you can replace it?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a bummer. But you do need to get rid of the moisture. And more than likely, it's too much moisture, groundwater underneath, or lack of ventilation. You need to make sure there's plenty of ventilation under the crawl space. And they also have fans that you can get that will move the air underneath, because I think that's where your moisture coming from. If you're not having an issue with the tank itself leaking, it would have to be that.
Yep, and you could also crawl under the home if you can, or do it on the top side. Put a long level near that tank. You might just be that you're not near a lot of support. The tank might be in between floor joists or something, depending on the shape and the size, and it actually could be causing some settling. So if you put a level and you notice that everything's pitching towards the tank, you might want to get under the house and put some sort of support.
Yeah, brace underneath.
Yeah, brace.
Which isn't a bad idea, because they don't make mobile homes like that as strong as a different conventional slab or something like that. So you may need to brace it. You need to make sure that it's not the tank itself is heavy. Is it in between trusses? Is it sagging the floor?
Yeah, like a 75-gallon tank is almost 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of weight.
It's about 700 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight to have in one area, especially if it's condensed, you know?
Yeah. So that's what I'd try, Eric.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any way that you can, like, shorten those boards so they fall back into place? Mm. Or do you think that lifting up the tank, supporting it underneath the trailer, will cause that to fall back down into place?
Right, like Josh said, if you put a level on it and you see the sag, and then you go underneath and you jack it up and take the sag back out of it, it might bring that wood back together. And then I'd also at the same time try to dry it out. But you really got to think about future moisture. You know, we're in the drier season now, so you're going to have less moisture. So getting some way to keep the moisture out is a really good idea.
Yeah. Okay. You got yourself a project right there. That's a project.
I do. Yes, sir.
Enjoy your holiday.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. That does leave a line open for you. You can reach us right now, and we'd talk to you live at 855-765-1045. This is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. You can call us for your free estimate at 904-495-0948. Give us a call right now. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break, 855-765-1045. It's break time. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. This is the In the House Radio Show. We're brought to you every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. This is Ken Melick. I am the CEO of Universal Roof and Contracting, and I thank you for tuning into the show here on WOKV. If you, we are in the last segment of the show, and I want to bring to your attention before we get to Troy that Universal Roof and Contracting is having our biggest sale of the year. So don't let the a new roof impact your holiday spending. You're going to get a Black Friday special, 20% off your new roof, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. You can get a free roof inspection and a free estimate. Call us 904-495-0948. Also, if you're looking for windows or doors, Renewal by Anderson, by far the best window and door company that there is. You can call us at 904-222-8064. Troy, thanks for your call, and how can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call.
You
I got
me.
A question. I've got a porch that's about 8 by 15, and it's getting old replacing the flooring every 7 or 8 years. I've tried 1 by 4 tongue and groove. I've tried pressure-treated plywood tongue and groove, and it just rots out. It don't matter what I do to it every 7 or 8 years.
Right.
Composite deck boards, I think that would last a little longer, but what kind of support would I need underneath that, and how about the compression as far as weight on top of it?
Sure. Great questions. So let me ask you, how far are your floor joists apart now?
They are 24 on center.
Okay. Well, they make products for that, and you just got to let them know what your span of that is. Then you don't have to worry about that or whatever you put on it. Is there a brand that you're thinking about using?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, Trex.
Just something that's going to last me for a while.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, you'll never replace it again once you put that down. You get it in the colors that you want. Trex makes a great product. And I'm in the middle of remodeling and redoing my stuff, and that's what I'm using. And I can tell you, it's expensive, but you don't ever have to do the labor again. You don't have to do a replacement of it again. It's one and done. Your final. Never worry about it again. So wait.
Yeah, because the roof that's on it, there's three support columns that come down on the outside edge, six by six heart pine columns that come down. So just looking for compression with, you know, the sun shining on it, heating it. If it gets soft and compresses in.
As long as you got good support underneath those columns, and that's on, you know, that's not going anywhere. So you don't really need to worry about that. It's a great product. Definitely what I would use, whether it's Trex or another brand. You know, just do your homework on the warranty and make sure that who you're buying it from is selling you the product that is for the span of the 2 feet that you currently have.
Right, yeah, because I don't want it, you know, buckling in between the boards.
That's right.
Because that would be hard on the feet.
Yeah, and
it's trip hazard.
Absolutely, and it'll be straight and flat. They got great products for that. Good luck with that, Troy. And
now, what is that, 3/4 inch thick or 1 inch thick?
Well, they're both.
And is that Trax, T-R-A-X or T-R-E-X?
E-X.
Yep, T-R-E-X.
Okay.
And it's made for that kind of thing. Just let them know that the span. That music means we're at the end of the show. We thank everyone for tuning in and all that have called in today to get the questions answered for you. But we'll be live again next week right here on the WOKV In the House radio show, brought to you every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. Don't forget, we got a big sale, our biggest savings of the year right now. 20% off and no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 months. Call us 904-495-0948 or Renewal by Anderson 904-222-8064. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great holiday, Thanksgiving, and God bless. We'll see ya.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.